Welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Jonathan Price.
I'm Evan Starnes.
And together, we're bringing you news, tech, and information about blind technologies.
Being blind doesn't mean you have to stop living.
We're going to show you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes, happen to be joined, of course, by my co-host, Kelvin Crosby. Man, you out there are in California.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of scaring me a little bit. How are you doing?
I'm not on fire yet. Mm-mm. But as of this recording, in 24 hours, in less than 24 hours, we already had 5 fires. And one really clean, close to my house. And I was like, whoo, it's a little toasty.
But you haven't been evacuated yet.
No. The fire did get put out. Only 4 acres burned. So
that's good.
So good. The one that's close to my house. I haven't kept up with the one more east. But yeah, no. It's one of those things. We're prepared with our documents and everything ready to go. And I'm now just kind of leaving them in my backpack because I live near... Not quite near, like a fire zone, but I'm close. If it burned right, and the wind blew, so yeah, I gotta be prepared.
Scary stuff, but yeah, definitely gotta be prepared. What a time to have fires too! Goodness gracious!
Like, yep.
Well, so, I feel like
how you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I feel like we've had kind of the opposite problem over here, where we over the weekend had like a freeze warning, and it was like snowy and cold. And of all the weekends, I picked this weekend to actually fly out to Phoenix, Arizona to go meet some really good friends. And it's one of those weekends where once you've actually had it, once you've had the time away from work and away from home life, you kind of realize I needed this really badly. And we got to check out things like Waymo taxis, and those things are cool.
Oh.
I wish I could have done a BLT bite on them, but we were having way too much fun for me to get any good usable audio. But they are quite an experience. Sitting in a car with just you and your blind friends and whatever music you want and nobody else but yourselves on the road, it's an experience I never thought I'd have, you know, especially now. But it's quite incredible. And, you know, really, speaking of things that are just incredible here, I need to say this and kind of just do a little brag in here as far as BLT and as far as our podcasts are concerned. I was helping a volunteer out, I think, last week or the week before. Goodness, now I think weeks and days and hours and minutes have been a blur for a long time for me now. But I was told that we are in the top 10% of global podcasts listened to. And if that honestly, that is insane. So really, it is awesome. So thank you to all who listen, who give feedback and suggestions, and who've even been on the show. You guys are making this show rock, and it is awesome. Now, one thing that I'm rocking, that I have been rocking since, the end of December, if you didn't see the BLT bite yesterday, is...
The Ray Charles.
Yeah, the Ray Charles Ray-Ban. Well, they're meta Ray-Ban, but Kelvin and I were joking. Because Ray Charles, if Ray Charles was alive, he'd wear them. And they'd be the Ray Charles Ray-Bans, wouldn't they? You know, it's something pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so.
It'd be kind of cool, though. I wonder how they do reading, like, sheet music and stuff in print. But they are. I went there, and I got the meta Ray-Ban glasses, and kind of wanted to, well, to talk about them a little bit, because I, in my opinion, and honestly, I don't think this is really an opinion, these, for when it comes to accessibility for the blind low vision community, are a massive game changer. You know, Kelvin, like, typically when you pay for assistive tech, I mean, what you pay like thousands of dollars. Yep. I mean, we're not even talking hearing aids, you know, but
I mean, I think one of the biggest struggles in regard to AT is how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look at the sheer market size is the issue for a lot of our tech that we use for AT. And so you always need something to subsidize it. And so I think what's really cool with Meta Glasses is that they've been able to figure out a way to keep the cost down and make it affordable to the general public. And it's more of a universal design product that really empowers visually impaired people. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's awesome about the Meta Glasses.
Well, and I like what you were alluding to when it comes to universal design, because for those of you who do not know what these are, they are a pair of sunglasses, or you can get prescription lenses that have a camera, some mics, and a lot of nice little chips inside. And they can also what they allow you to do is do things like take pictures around you and get information based on the pictures that it took. You can just speak to the AI and ask it questions, or you know, do AI things like what you do with ChatGPT. I mean, this isn't going to be a whole episode on large language models and stuff like that, but yeah, what you can do with these, I mean, here, just for an example, you can, while wearing them, walk up to a sign and then just say, hey, Meta, look and read. And you don't even have to do anything. It's the hands-free experience is, well, definitely a game changer. And it has been for me especially. So these glasses are sitting around, I mean, I think the base price is about $299. Mm-hmm. And just to put like our previous point in perspective, assistive tech is more than quadruple sometimes that mm-hmm. amount. So,
yep.
I mean, besides the fact that you're saving a lot of money, you're effectively getting the functionality of a lot of more expensive AT because of just the nature of an LLM, a large language model. And that means that, you know, it just – if you want it to read and identify a piece of currency or whatever, rather than having a currency mode or anything, it'll just know, hey, I'm holding up a bill and this person's holding up a bill, wants me to identify it. And it does exactly what you would expect it to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I'm really excited about the Meta Glasses in the newest update that are going to be coming out is the real-time video, where the AI can real-time tell you what you're seeing. And I think that's when I'm going to probably put the money down for it. But yeah. I think one of the biggest things for a deaf-blind person is if you wear hearing aids or you're using a cochlear implant or you're using already a hearing device, and because of where the speaker is, it's just right past your hearing aids. And this is where you're going to probably need to work. If you really want Meta Glasses, you're going to probably need to work with your audiologist or your hearing aid technician to get the microphone to point down on your hearing aids so that way it can pick up the glasses sound. And for me, I've had a fair pair of sunglasses that have speakers in them, and this has always been an issue for me. And so this is why I haven't quite gone to the Meta Glasses, because of where the microphone is. But I think this is where, other than that issue, overall, I feel like the Meta Glasses are a game changer.
Just big time.
Doing tasks that you need people to help you with. Like if you drop something, say, Meta, where's my sock?
Yeah, where's the sock I dropped? Or what color is it? Or if mm-hmm. you're trying to match clothing, can you say, hey, Meta, you could say, hey, Meta, does this pair of socks I'm holding up match? Or I guess you'd have to say, look and tell me if these socks match. Because it is – I have noticed that the commands that you use with Meta AI, as opposed to something like ChatGPT, and we'll get to ChatGPT here in a minute because there's huge things to talk about with that. But with the Meta AI, you have to be a little more direct with it. You can't just say, you know, hey, tell me what I just dropped. You have to. I mean, sometimes you can, and sometimes it works. But if you really want it to like surefire work 100% of the time, you have to use like the command look and then you can give it very, very specific instructions. And, you know, it's not going to be like – it's not going to write you short stories or poems or anything. It will help you, you know, like just from a general assistant standpoint, you can use the AI to set timers and reminders, which is super nice if you're wearing the glasses a lot. And even if you're not, they will ping on your phone.
Can you do facial recognition with it?
Oh, boy. I'm glad you asked because due to this really being a mainstream product right now, there's some privacy concerns with facial recognition and having it specifically pick up on faces. It will identify – I actually was able to get it to identify a person, but it just said that they were a person and, you know, what clothing they were wearing. It didn't say, you know, if it was like a man with short blonde hair or a smiling woman with long black hair or whatever. It's not that detailed, but it'll just say like a person wearing a Christmas sweater and a pair of blue jeans. I don't know, just to be random here. But yeah, I do wish it would do like, especially now with the live video feature that we'd alluded to, I think facial recognition would be awesome because there's a device that I've got called an Orcam, and they no longer make them anymore. The company, like, they're still, I think their app still is around, but they're no longer making products. But I got that a while ago, and it was kind of one of the first things I'd ever talked about on BLT. Little camera that goes on your glasses, can read things, you can point at stuff. They have added like a lot, like an AI image description thing, so you can get basic descriptions of like the room in front of you and stuff. But it's all offline, and actually that's kind of impressive, the fact that it's offline. But it's just not near as good as the Meta glasses. But those did have live facial recognition, and you could teach faces to the camera, and whenever somebody would with a recognized face would walk in front of the camera, you would hear their name or whatever you recorded. And to have that on the Meta glasses, we'd have to do a whole BLT bite on that or something, because that would be nuts.
So one question I got is, how's the sound quality from your perspective as a blind person?
I'm glad you asked. You're talking about the ability to use these as headphones earlier. And to be honest, I think they need a hearing aid mode, because I will say the sound quality from just a totally blind guy's perspective, for a pair of sunglasses that don't have earbuds that go in your ears. I mean, these are just speakers that passively funnel the sound into your ears. It's like the equivalent of putting your phone speaker on a fairly quiet volume and sticking it in your ear, which does sound really actually pretty good. It's not terrible. But the sound on these is very good for that, for what they are. I mean, more than adequate for listening to podcasts and audiobooks. Super duper nice when waiting for ride shares in a more trafficked area, because they also have a mode, kind of like the AirPods adaptive listening / adaptive EQ mode, where if the sound around you gets louder or quieter, it will boost or reduce the volume. And actually, one way I tested this, I was here at the office listening to some tunes. Yes, I'm listening to music during the – yeah, whatever. I turned the sync on and it did. It turned up my whatever music was. So like, yeah, for listening to stuff and also for using apps like Microsoft – well, not even Soundscape. Voice Vista now. I got to get used to calling it Voice Vista now. They're fantastic, you know, and they have a little touch strip on the right, so you can pause, play, adjust your music. And so the controls to me are quite intuitive.
So Have you tried it with Ira?
I have not tried it with Ira, but they do work with Be My Eyes, and Ira through WhatsApp has managed to also give you the ability to use the Meta glasses through, with an Ira call. I haven't tried that. I don't know if you have to be on a plan to use that. I'm only on the free 5 minutes one, so I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay for Ira. I like Ira, but I don't want to.
It's worth a lot of the money. Investment.
I know.
For the cause. I tell people
it is.
If you have $30 to $45 to spare a month to give you access and to help everybody else with visual impairments have access,
introductory plan.
Just the basic.
Yeah,
it helps everybody.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, you got Be My Eyes, and you got Ira. Ira is the more professional side, but Be My Eyes
is the more
volunteer side. And they both have their places. And I think that's where, if you think about it in that term, it'll make a difference. But back to the Meta glasses.
Though I will say, getting Be My Eyes implemented into those is an incredible feat. So if I may give a nice – I do want to give a shout out to Mike Buckley and everybody over there at Be My Eyes for doing that, because it's kind of like having the equivalent of like the – if you ever used the Ira Explorer kit that they had a while ago, that was nice because a pair of glasses connected to your phone, and then you didn't have to hold your phone out constantly. You could just look around and whatever you looked at. The volunteers saw too, or the, I guess in this case, the agents. Mm-hmm. This is effectively like that. I think the camera might not be nearly as good as the Ira glasses, but it's still good.
Yeah. So can you put prescription glasses into these if you have low vision?
Yep. You sure can. You can get prescription lenses for these glasses, and replace them, or just replace the traditional sunglass style lenses with whatever prescription you may have. You can also get the transition lenses that will they try to adjust from indoor to outdoor settings. I just got the cheapo like sunglass version for my sake because I can't really test that too well anymore.
So you can be like Ray Charles.
I can be like Ray Charles. I can walk out and be like my eyes will be completely dark.
And then you got to start the songs and start singing. You know, that would be helpful. But,
anyway. But,
so I think the other thing that I'm actually really interested in is the finger gestures. Kind of give us a little bit more detail on the finger gestures on the frames.
Yeah, so the finger gestures, if you've ever used like Bose frames or any other earbuds before, it's basically just a part of the glasses kind of near the right temple that's touch sensitive. And I actually do review that little touch sensor in the BLT Byte, but it's nice and simple. You swipe up or down to turn your volume up and down. You get a nice little click feedback for that. You can single tap to play and pause, double tap to skip songs, triple tap to go back. You have a programmable command that you can assign to what happens when you press and hold on the touchpad. So you can have it either, open and start playing a preferred playlist on Spotify, or you can have it activate Meta AI, which is what I have mine set to. So, if you don't want to say, hey, Meta, or have the glasses listening for the wake word, you can turn that off and just use the little touch strip to activate Meta AI. Uh-huh. But it's intuitive, and it's intuitive, responsive. I haven't had personally any issues with it, apart from I think like touching it with wet. If you just like washed your hands and your fingers are wet and you touch the strip, it might make it go a little bit crazy. But other than that, I've had good experiences.
Tell me a little bit. I know we're supposed to go to ChatGPT, but we've already been pretty long on today's show. But this is fascinating about these glasses is how can you use these glasses in an environment like watching a movie or trying to do like social activity, like going to the movie theater, like can you move and then take pictures, and does it upload quickly or does it take a moment? Like tell me like what is the upload speed in that process?
The speed and the responsiveness of Meta AI is honestly, for an AI, it's pretty average. It's anywhere. So yes, you can walk around and take pictures around you like live, not, you know, like live video yet. But I tested this actually by going to Walmart. And then just by, you know, looking around and asking, you know, what am I looking at? And it would tell me, you know, if it could catch glimpses of product names on shelves, it would tell me the product names or what or just kind of a general summary of the shelf I was looking at. When you ask it a question like look and, right when it hears the command look and, I think it immediately begins to fire up the camera, because when it takes a picture, you hear a little click. And you know that picture was taken. So you hear look when you're talking to it. I say you say look and you hear the click, and I think it's still listening for your command. Mm-hmm. So you'll say like look and describe the shelf in front of me. It takes the picture, and then about a second or two, you'll hear like a waiting sound, which sounds kind of like. It actually kind of sounds like Be My AI a little bit.
Okay.
And then it'll come back to you immediately with a response. So it's honestly pretty conversational and responsive. I was pretty impressed. So I have yet to try it in a lower connectivity area, but...
So the thought I had was I've been wanting to go to this conference for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And I always have to go with somebody. And I would like to just go by myself.
Yeah.
And so I was like, could I use these glasses to help me find my booth? And then call Iroh or Be My Eyes to help me navigate. But once I'm already in my path, I just take pictures. What is this booth? What is this booth? And then also, if I can upload a map of all the booths, it would have an idea where I'd be by taking pictures. And so... I wonder, do you think that would be successful?
Actually, I do. Minus the uploading of the map. You can't really unfortunately, like you can't really upload anything apart from taking pictures off of the glasses. Like you can't if you wanted to, for instance, use Meta AI, even though there are apps like Be My Eyes out there, you know, you wouldn't be able to take a picture from your phone and send it to the AI on the Meta glasses to have it described. I mean, and that'd be kind of redundant. But for looking around and identifying a booth that you were standing near, that's actually where you could just ask it for very specific information about what you're looking at. So rather than just saying, hey Meta, what's in front of me, or hey Meta, mm-hmm. look and tell me what you see or what I'm looking at, you could just say, look and tell me the booth I am in front of, or the booths that you see adjacent to me. And it will just know, hey, I'm looking for booth names only, not anything mm-hmm. else, not what people are wearing or the products.
Yeah.
And that that's actually the kind of the advantage of the nature of these glasses and the way the AI works is yeah. just being able to ask it for super specific details and skipping all the mumbo jumbo fluff. The Meta glasses, it's currently in beta, and it's kind of something I hinted to on the BLT Byte. There is a feature where you can say, turn on live assistant, and it will continuously monitor the camera feed, and you can just ask it continuously about what's around you and, you know, what it sees, who or what's in front of you, if there's any text. Now, the way this works is that it won't just continuously look around and tell you things that it sees. You have to prompt it. So you can't just say, tell me when I'm walking up to a street sign. You have to say, how close am I to this street sign? But it's still another game changer when it comes to OCR and camera recognition for the blind low vision community, because you hypothetically, and I want to try this. I am going to try this when it comes out. I think you could look at a TV screen and then watch a movie. And then if you want to immediately know what's going on the movie, and that movie didn't have audio description for whatever reason, you would be able to ask it.
That would be pretty sweet.
That would be amazing. And with that, they also are adding a really interesting, like a live translation feature. And this is more of like a – this isn't really an accessibility thing per se, but effectively you can speak in your native language and have your – and have it translated to another language on your phone, and it will show up as text. And you can have the glasses listen for a specific language and translate that language into your native language, which will be really cool to test.
And one last thing I got is how much battery life is in these glasses?
Good question. The battery life, honestly, it depends on how you and how much and how you use the glasses. But I've gotten anywhere from 2 to 4 hours out of them per charge. Now I say per charge because the case that these glasses come in has a battery like the kind of like pretty much like AirPods case would have, and that battery can charge these glasses 8 times before it needs to be charged. So, I mean, if you're constantly, you know, hey Meta, look and read, look and describing stuff or using the camera on the glasses, the camera is what uses most of your battery life. I mean, you know, and you can, I should say, you can take videos and pictures with these too. So, you know, if you want to go out on a road trip and just, you know, have a nice hands-free-ish camera, you could do that with these. But that will probably shorten your battery life if you're constantly using the camera to like a little over an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take very long to – they don't take very long to charge in the case. Last I tried, it took probably about 15, 20 minutes for me to get another couple hours charge out of those upon putting them in the case. But
well, I tell you, my energy is starting to get low. My battery, yeah, too.
Mine, too.
You know what I need? I need some fuel.
Yeah, I need some fuel, too. I think I know what we need.
The sandwich of the week.
Well, I, for once, have a sandwich. Yay.
Wow, everybody.
It's a game changer.
Let's give me a round of applause.
Woohoo! Yay. But I'm not throwing you in the hot seat like a dork. But I, in Arizona this weekend, there's a really, really good. Now, hear me out here. It's a donut. It's a donut place. But they have some ridiculously good breakfast and lunch, quote-unquote, sandwiches. My sandwich this week is from the place called Bosa Donuts. And it is a sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast croissant, actually. So it's a sandwich, but rather than just a standard sandwich bun, it's a delicious, flaky croissant. And that combined with sausage, egg, and cheese, it's a delicious breakfast. And they've got all sorts of other fancy donuts and donut holes and bars and things. So if you happen to be in an area that happens to have a Bosa Donuts, go check them out. You're missing out otherwise. So anyway, what do you have, Kelvin, for our sandwich of the week?
So I will never eat this sandwich, but my aunt had this sandwich, and I was like, you got to be kidding. So I thought, you know, I'll use this as my sandwich of the week, even though I'll never eat it. It's a beet sandwich. And I tell you, my aunt said she loved it. She put mayonnaise and mustard and tomato and lettuce, and I was like, that's disgusting. But I thought I'd just share it with you guys. So
thank you. Well, yeah, thank you for that. That's grody. A beet sandwich. Of all the things, I never would have. I mean, it sounds healthy, but a beet sandwich. I don't know. I like beets, but I don't want just a sandwich of beet, and especially throw mayonnaise on that. I can't do that. No, God. Well, that's unique. That's pretty unique.
I thought, well, I had to throw that one out there.
I'm glad you did. That's a good one. I don't know if anybody wants to try their luck at a beet sandwich. Let us know how that went for you. And also, we'd like to know, what do you guys think about these Meta Ray-Ban glasses? How do you feel about their impact in the assistive technology / just really in general, the blind and low vision community? What are you excited to see from these glasses? We really would like to know and be happy to play some of your responses on air and talk about them. So if you'd like to respond, you can always email feedback@aftersight.org or, of course, leave a friendly voicemail at 720-712-8856. Now, Kelvin, of course, is there anything that you would like to wrap up with before we end this episode?
I think, given my current life situation, have your emergency kit prepared. Yes, have all your documents ready to go, because you don't know what's going to happen. And just have it handy to be able to grab and go.
Yep. The most toxic, I think the worst thought you can have is, oh, this is never going to happen to me. Never say never. Go back to our episodes on emergency kits if you need. But seriously, yeah, emergency kits. Just be ready to vacate when disaster strikes, pretty much. Well, yes, we're going to actually end this episode and we're really just going to keep it focused on the glasses, because the live ChatGPT thing, it's very similar to what we were talking about with the Meta glasses, and it honestly deserves its own episode, because it's kind of become my new eyes, for lack of a better term. So we'll save that for a whole different week, but in any event, as I always say, my girlfriend?
Who knows?
Well, I definitely will not have an AI girlfriend, I'll tell you that. No thanks. No AI friends for me. Or yeah, I just feel awkward about that. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening to another episode of BLT. Be sure to tune in next week because we're going to be discussing a lot of the new scams and cyber threats out there and how to stay safe in this big technological craziness of cyberspace. That's what we're going to call it. And as I always say, in any event, thank you all so much for listening to Blind Level Tech. I've been your host, Evan Starnes, joined, of course, by my co-host, Kelvin Crosby.
Go live beyond your challenges and plug in your device.